Alice. It's good to be here with you to do this interview. We're going to begin by talking about your formative years. Could you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born on February 12, 1929 in Honolulu, Hawaii.
And could you tell me a little bit about your parents and your upbringing?
My parents immigrated to Hawaii from Japan, Hiroshima, Japan, in the early 1920s. And my father worked in a plantation, pineapple. Most of the immigrants came to work in a pineapple plantation or sugar plantation, but he was bored with that job, so he found a job at the Oahu Railway Company and as a carpenter. He was a carpenter by trade, so he worked there for the remainder of his time.
And what about your mother?
My mother, she was a housewife for a while, but then during the war, she worked at the Libby's pineapple factory. She was a packer at the pineapple factory.
I understand that you're the youngest of a very large family of
About 10 children.
Is that correct?
Well, not all of them us survived. We were six, and I was the youngest of the six.
So four of them died early?
Early, mostly infant.
But even with six children, that's a large family. What it was like being the youngest child?
Oh, I liked it.
You were taken care of?
And I enjoyed all my brothers and sisters too.
As I recall, your father built your family home?
Yes, he did. Yes. Yeah. We lived in Kalihi. Kai, it's Kalihi Kai. It was it was on the way to Pearl Harbor, actually, on the boulevard that went to from Honolulu to Pearl Harbor.
Was this a big house that he built, or
two-story house?
Two-story house. So he built it in sections, and or was it all at one time?
I can't remember. I think he did it all at once. Yes.
So you obviously then went to school in your area.
It's very, very close. The English school was about two blocks away, and the Japanese school we went in the afternoon was just across the street from my house.
So you went to both schools?
Yes, both English and Japanese school, until the war, and then we stopped.
But was the elementary school this Kalihi Kai?
Kalihi Kai, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then after elementary school, where did you go to high school?
I was supposed to go to the public school very close to my home, but my parents decided that they wanted me to go to a better school, I guess. So they sent me to a denominational school, Hawaiian Mission Academy.
That's a seven-day
evidence.
Being in a school like that, as it was a religious school, did they teach you religion, or was it
a little bit? Yes, we had Bible classes. And then after English school in the afternoon, I went to a Buddhist.
Well, you covered every territory.
Japanese school, yes, because my parents were Buddhist, and I used to go to the Buddhist temple on Sundays.
And did you learn other things besides Buddhism there? I mean, like language or Japanese? Where did you
Japanese
learn? Did you learn Japanese language?
Yes. Yes.
At the Buddhist school?
Yes, but before that, in elementary school, Japanese school, right by my home.
Was that because there were many other Japanese?
At that time, the Japanese students were more predominant in Hawaii.
Do you have any memories of the Hawaiian Missionary Academy?